yesterday. Latinos make up 39% of the state population, but account for 46% of California's deaths. Healthcare continues to be a major, major issue in the state and really obviously across the country. Joining us now is Anna Maria Berry Jester, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News and California Healthline. Hi, Anna Maria. Thanks so much for joining us again. Oh, do we have Anna Maria on the line?
How are you?
Oh, there you are. Great. Thank you so much for joining us again. Yeah. Anna Maria, 50,000, this United States hit 500,000 deaths this week, and then California hit, sadly, 50,000 yesterday.
Yeah, it's some really grim milestones that I don't think anyone wants to reach, but unfortunately, that's where we are. That said, there are so many more people getting vaccinated, which is really going to go a long way towards bringing some, you know, kind of keeping those numbers at bay. Hopefully we won't reach more new milestones so soon.
Yeah. And so here are the latest numbers from the LA Times vaccine tracker. Nearly 8 million shots have been administered in the state so far. Over 14% of California's 40 million residents have now received at least one dose. So what really stands out for you about in terms of what's really changing here?
Yeah, so this week and starting March 1st, a lot of places are opening up to more essential workers. And when we hear about that in the news, it's often it'll say like teachers and emergency responders and food workers, but there's a ton of people who are in those categories, which is great. A lot of people just got opened up for eligibility. So it's like all the staff at schools, all the staff at colleges, universities, junior colleges, people who work in childcare, formal and informal, restaurant workers, grocery store workers, food manufacturing, farming and agriculture, people who work at home gardening stores. And then in emergency services, you also have security staff, the people who, you know, clean and supply the buildings, not just, law enforcement and fire and some of these groups. So within each of these groups, there's a ton of people who just got eligible or
and
are
I don't
becoming
know if
eligible
you-
soon.
I don't know if you have an answer to this, but we recently got an email from Terry Aston Bennett, who's one of the owners of Cliff's Variety Store in the Castro. And Cliff writes, as Tier 1B becomes available for COVID, it has become quite clear that our employees were forgotten by the CDC when the tiers were set up. He writes, a collective group of independent hardware stores reached out to the mayor and asked if the situation could be rectified. And Terry makes such a good point, because when you think about it, I live near a hardware store. They've been open the entire time. And Terry says, our employees have been in close contact with hundreds, collectively thousands of strangers a day, and are often unable to provide service while maintaining distance. We're not asking for special treatment. We just want to be treated equally with our peers in the grocery industry. So do you know anything about hardware store employees?
Yeah, that's such a good question. What I know is that it says the people who support sawmills and the manufacture of timber and other things. So I wonder if they qualify in any way under that. But it does seem to be more about manufacturing and distribution. I mean, of course, you can't distribute timber without a hardware store. So I don't know for sure. And it's definitely right to check with the county. But that is a great point. There are just a lot of groups out there who, you know, are going to work every day, and not everyone's in the tier 1B that we're at right now, unfortunately.
Right. Well, and also, we got an amazing email, Anna Maria, after last week's show when we had a caller who said, I couldn't find the vaccine distribution center because I wasn't given the cross street. And when I said, go to MapQuest, the caller said, I don't know MapQuest. I don't use these services. So we got an amazing email from Eve, who works at the Oakland Public Library. Oh. And she said, anyone who's confused about directions or wants information about availability of vaccines or any other COVID-related question should call your local public library. Eve writes, I'm a librarian myself, and I would welcome these calls. We are here for you. Please use your local library and ask to speak to a librarian. That is our job. I mean, that is just such an amazing email showing that we're all in this together. And Eve, thank you for that. I'd love to do a show with librarians.
Yeah, what a great reminder. Libraries are such wonderful resources for so many things, for internet access, for help. But you're right, there's a lot of people who are going to need, for various reasons, some help getting through the sign-up process. And that's great to know that libraries are there on hand to help. I mean, maybe not everyone should need that extra hand, but since so many do and time is of the essence, what a great resource.
Yeah. And thank you so much, Eve. We'll be in touch about possibly bringing you on the show. Again, call your local public library. They're amazing people and they're there for you. What updates can you give us about the best way to get an appointment? A friend of mine is a teacher. She said she spent hours online trying to get an appointment and hasn't had any luck. I was trying to get an appointment for my dad in Sonoma County, no luck, at Safeway and all of these other places. So what is the data showing us? What's the best way to try to get an appointment?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we don't get data that would let us know sort of which places are vaccinating the most people, but there are a range of places. It is really frustrating. I just want to say I really empathize with people trying to get appointments. I know a lot of people have had luck in the last week. Going through CVS and Walgreens, there were new supply chains opened up that are from the federal government that are sort of in addition to the California supplies that are going directly to some of the pharmacies. So that's one thing. And even if there are appointments, it can be a little bit tricky. Sometimes you have to refresh the page, or you get through with an appointment, but then it's not there once you get there. But if you refresh, it will be again. It is a. I'm not going to say it's an easy process, but that is one place I've heard a lot of people have actually had quite a bit of success in the last week getting an appointment. There are, of course, are all of the county-run sites. There's more and more, well, not more and more providers, but there are providers who do have vaccines. So, if your doctor has an affiliation with one of the big healthcare providers, so a Kaiser Permanente or a Dignity, these kinds of groups, it's worth reaching out to them. I know that the VA has been reaching out directly to essential workers. There are a range of providers, but it really does still require that sort of looking every day and in a range of places, which is takes a lot of time. And I know not everybody has that time.
Right. Well, again, CVS and Walgreens, CVS announced that they're adding 40 locations across California, including several in the Bay Area. They will begin administering vaccines today. Walgreens just said yesterday that anyone who's eligible to receive a vaccine can now book appointments at stores across the Bay Area. And so if you go to their websites, I'm not sure about phones. I'm looking at the site. So far, I don't see any phone numbers. Do you have any updates on phones? We've been talking about this a lot with you, Anna Maria.
You know, what a great point. I'm going to come armed with a range of phone numbers next time, I promise.
Okay.
But you're right that the Walgreens, I know of people having success by doing it online. And I think it's something like they have new appointments every hour or something like that. And so it really is worth kind of checking back and seeing if you can't get an appointment.
Okay. And then also go to your public health county website. I've had a little bit of luck trying to get information about what's going on in Sonoma County there. Let's hear from a caller. Let's go to Sarah in San Mateo. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I was just wondering, I am not employed in a food pantry, but I am an everyday volunteer at a food pantry, and I wonder if that is a person who should be in Tier 1B or not.
Oh, great question.
That is a great question, and I'm just pulling up the details right now to see, because you're right that they do want to have people who are working with food distribution and essential food services. And I'm just looking to see if it includes volunteers.
You know, while you look at that, I'll give some more information about the Johnson and Johnson vaccine. It's a single dose. That's what we know so far. And we just got word that it has been proven to be safe and effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, 66% effective rate. If it's approved, this would be the third vaccine available. And a lot of people are excited about this one because right now, at least, we think it's a single dose. I've read that they're deciding whether or not it might be two, but we just wanted to share that information.
Yeah. And so, it's tricky because all of the guidelines sort of say workers, and but they are trying to capture people who are keeping these programs up and running. So it might be worth reaching out to whoever your volunteer organizer is.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah. I know that a lot of people are doing really great work, so that's a great question. A caller just wrote in and said that the CVS phone number is 800-746-7287. 800-746-7287. Thank you so much for that. And we will definitely bring you more phone numbers next week. Is there anything else we need to know, Anna Maria, about just the Biden administration said it was going to tell states finally how many vaccines they can expect. Are we just going to see higher and higher numbers as the days go by?
Yes, there are. The manufacturing is increasing, although not as fast as people would like, and the vaccine manufacturers are not going to meet some of their early milestones. They haven't been able to make as many doses as they'd anticipated. But we are going to see increases. There's also the federal government is increasingly finding ways to get more vaccine out in addition to sort of to the state who then supplies it. So they are looking at a partnership with community clinics, which will be a great way for people who right now are not getting vaccinated at the same rates as other people to get appointments. And there are other programs like that. So we should see more and more vaccine coming in. That said, there are more and more people eligible. And so there's going to be a lot of demand. So it is for people who can, it's really good to go ahead and try and be proactive and try and get in a vaccine appointment.
All right. Great information as always, Anna Maria. Thank you so much. Anna Maria Berry-Jester is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News and California Healthline. Thank you for your reporting and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rose. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we're getting more emails from listeners who want to share resources. So I just want to read these quickly. Thank you, Esther, for letting us know about the Frontline Workers Counseling Project. This is providing frontline and essential workers with access to free and confidential psychotherapy and support. Again, Frontline Workers Counseling Project. Open Path Collective offers professional therapists. They're offering therapy for $30 to $60 an hour. The Open Path Collective. Thank you so much for that. And then Ken writes in Emotions Anonymous. Not as many meetings as you think, but it is very valuable. Thank you so much, Ken. We'll look for that one online and put a link at yourcallradio.org. Thanks to Leah Cesarine for producing today's show. Thanks to Kevin Vance and David Latulippe for engineering the show. And thank you for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's Your Call.